Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. I just finished up a book called Scarcity Brain by Michael Easter. I'll probably talk more about it. I might do a book club episode, a full-length episode here on the podcast. But one of the things that he starts off the book with is something that I talk about in Chasing Cupcakes. And he says, it doesn't matter how much gas we give the new habits. If we don't resolve our bad ones, we still have our foot on the brake. In Chasing Cupcakes, I talk about
riding with the parking brake on. And no matter how much you throttle the gas, and no matter how much you want to go, there's just too much drag to gain momentum if you have the parking brake on. And so many of us have these behaviors that are like having our parking brake on if we were driving a car. And he makes a similar point here. It doesn't matter how much gas we give the good new habits. If we don't resolve the bad ones, we still have our foot on the brake. And I'm all for adding good. I think that is a very valuable thing. It's not to say that that's not impactful or that it's pointless. It's definitely not pointless. But we do have to address the habits that are not productive, the habits that hold us back. So what I would love for you to challenge yourself to think about is, what are the habits that are holding you back? What habits do you have that slow down your growth or your progress? Get really clear on it. Don't just think about it as you hear my voice, but write them down. What are the habits or the patterns that you have that are keeping you from success? It could be a way that you're spending your time. It could be a way that you're spending your money. It could be certain thought patterns that you have. And then the next question I want you to ask yourself is, what tools do you know of that could help you overcome any or all of those? It could be a book. It could be a strategy you've heard of before. It could be a particular podcast episode. It could be a coach. It could be a program. What do you know that you haven't yet implemented or you haven't consistently implemented that would help you overcome that thing, that struggle, that barrier? Because these things add to drag and they make everything else we do feel more difficult, and they keep the good things that we add from allowing us to see the results that we want to see, because we still have this drag factor. We still have these habits that are holding us back. So I loved this point from Michael Easter. It doesn't matter how much gas we give the good new habits. If we don't resolve the bad ones, we still have our foot on the brake. What are those for you? And what tools do you have? Are you aware of? Can you find that can help you with those? Let's identify what we want to overcome. Let's identify what we already know but haven't implemented or haven't consistently implemented to overcome that thing. Do that work today. I'll see you tomorrow.